Tactics for Testing, Units 9 through 12. Track 8, Part 1. Listen to the following conversation. Complete questions 1 through 4.
Hello.
Hello, is this the American Diner?
Yes, it is. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. I understand that you're hiring new staff, and I'd like to find out some more about what's involved.
Sure. Do you mind me asking how you heard about the openings? Did you see our ad in the newspaper?
Actually, I came to the diner with a friend last week to eat, and as we were leaving, I saw the notice in your window. I thought about it and decided to call you.
Right. Well, as you know, we're looking for servers.
Yes.
So, can you tell me a bit about yourself? Are you employed at the moment?
Yes, I'm an administrator at a college. But my contract ends on Friday, and I want to do something completely different.
This would be very different, wouldn't it? And it's not particularly easy. You can get extremely busy sometimes. Do you have any kind of work experience related to waiting tables? Like serving experience? Or experience dealing with customers?
I'm afraid I don't, but I am used to working under pressure, especially in my present job. I get overloaded. But I think I handle it pretty well.
Okay. And you say you finish on Friday. That's the day after tomorrow, isn't it? So, would you be able to start work right away if you were offered a job?
Not exactly. I could start at the beginning of next month, though. I've got a doctor's appointment next week and a few other things I have to take care of. That's all.
Questions 5 through 10. Now listen to a continuation of the conversation you just heard. As you listen, complete the notes below. Write no more than 2 words and/or a number for each answer.
Okay. Well, would you like me to tell you a bit more about the job?
Yes, please. I'll just grab a piece of paper and make some notes. Right. Is it a permanent position you're offering?
It is, yes. But one of the conditions is that there's a trial period. We always do that. It gives us a chance to see whether we think you're suitable, and it gives you a chance to see whether you actually like the work.
How long is that for?
A month. After that, if everyone's agreed, we make the job permanent.
Fine. And you didn't say anything about the qualifications. What do you...
They're not necessary. But before we made the position permanent, we'd ask you to give us references. We'd need 2, one from an employer and another one from someone who's known you for a long time.
Okay, no problem. And what about the hours of work? I seem to remember the ad mentioned shift work. How many shifts are there?
2. There's one from 10 to 6 and another from 4 to 10. And you swap every 3 weeks, so that no one has to do evenings all the time.
And what about weekends? Do servers get both days off?
Actually, if you take the job, you'll have to agree to work every Saturday and Sunday. Your days off would be Tuesday and Wednesday. Would that be a problem?
I'll have to think about it. I didn't realise that.
I'm afraid weekends are our busiest time, so most of the staff has to work then. The only thing is, you can sometimes get one of the other servers to swap days with you. We don't mind that, but you have to arrange it yourself.
Okay. And the pay?
It's $8.50 an hour at the moment, though it may go up soon. And on top of your pay, you get benefits. 1 free meal a day. And we also provide transportation for all our staff to and from work. There's no charge. It's not a very easy place to get to by bus, and it's too far to bicycle for most people. So we collect people in our minivan.
That's good. And what about clothes? Do I have to wear anything special?
We'd like you to wear dark pants and a white shirt, one with short sleeves. Long sleeves are less hygienic. That's all.
Fine. Well, I think that's all the questions I've got for the moment.
Would you like to think about it, and then give me a call when you've made up your mind? I don't...